The part that kills me the most is that this team is finally good. They have a franchise quarterback in Derek Carr. They have a franchise pass rusher in Khalil Mack. They've got all these pieces around. Amari Cooper, franchise wide receiver. Michael Crabtree, you know, not necessarily in his prime, but still fantastic. They bring in a new tight end. They're looking at possible pieces, maybe bring in the Oakland native of Marshawn Lynch and at running back. Like, this team is good now. And now they're leaving? And how awkward is this period going to be in between, where it could be up to 3 years where they're still playing here, and how is the fan base going to handle it? I'm sure as hell not going to tell them how to do it.
Well, that's one of the number one questions for me, because if you live with your girlfriend and you break up and there's an awkward transition where one of you is having to move out of the house, you're not talking to each other, you're not interacting, you're not getting along, and does Mark Davis expect that fans are going to pay for tickets and they're going to show up at the Coliseum, which is a dump already and a big reason why the team is moving? Like, he thinks that people are going to show up not only this coming season, but even in 2018?
He's hoping – look, they're definitely going to play here this year. He's hoping – and this is how he put it in his press conference today in Arizona. He's hoping that they can do it next year and the year after that. And he also said in his press conference – that if people that gave their money for their season tickets want their money back, that he'll refund it. Now, I don't know if he's contractually obliged to do that or how that works up in court or whatever, if people actually try to get their money back and he says no to it, but I doubt he would have said that unless he's going to do it. I don't know how people are going to handle it. I mean, look, if I was a diehard Raiders fan, the way that I would treat it is, it's not the team, it's not the player's fault, and it's not the jersey's fault. Like, that's what you root for. And what else are you going to do but support them? And it'll probably hurt to give your hard-earned money to a team that is basically telling you, sorry, we're kicking rocks. But what are you going to do? You're not going to be a Broncos fan. You're not going to be a Chiefs fan. You're not going to be a Chargers fan. You're damn sure not going to be a Niners fan. I'm from the East Bay. I promise you there will be no Raiders fans turning into Niners fans. So what choice do they have?
Stop it. There are going to be people that – only have one local team to attach themselves to, they will become Niners fans. Maybe not you, but some of them have to, don't they?
Well, I think the younger people, like, if they're not already Raiders fans, some younger people will. But I'm telling you, Raiders and Niners fans don't. You've been up here, OC. Raiders and Niners fans and A's and Giants fans fight like Bloods and Crips. That's why the Warriors have such a rabid fan base, because that's the one team that they can agree on.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Zach,
okay, I have to say one more thing. The joke that I threw out on Twitter today was, will they become Dolphins fans, since that was the one team that voted against it? But go ahead.
Zach, do you really think that with the Raiders leaving Oakland, that fans, maybe older fans, are going to follow them to Vegas? Is that what you're getting at?
I mean, not follow them in terms of, like, leave. Move there, but or maybe not go to the games. But, look, there's going to be a lot of angry people, and it's going to last for some time. But I think, ultimately, it's very difficult. Fan is short for fanatic, right? It would be very difficult to tell a Red Sox fan who's been a Red Sox fan his entire life to all of a sudden start rooting for another team just because they upped and moved. I just don't know what other choice they have. Just pick a random team? Like, I like Aaron Rodgers. He went to Cal, so I'm going to be a Packers fan? Like, I just can't see that. All the merchandise that you have, all the jerseys that you have, some of them are going to get burned. And I get it, but ultimately, I don't know that if you're a Raider fan, Raider Nation for life, hashtag whatever, I just can't see them rooting for anybody else.